Good afternoon, it's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. The state of Wisconsin will spend $4.3 million to buy land in Iron County under the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Most of the 14,000 acres contain productive forest, and there are 17 miles of streams and lake frontage. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved the purchase yesterday. It is one of the largest in the 30-year history of the stewardship program, and it protects that land from development. Agencies continue the cleanup in the aftermath of severe weather that caused extensive damage in northern Langlade and Oconto counties Friday evening. Ken Kroll has an update.
Tuesday morning, Wisconsin Public Service spokesperson Matt Cullen gave us an update on power restoration efforts.
Since Friday evening, we've been able to restore power to more than 153,000 customers across our service area. But again, our crews are going to be working around the clock.
WPS estimated that 90% of the outages would be restored by Wednesday, but the hardest hit areas, including Elko and Pickerel, would likely be off until Thursday. Cullen says more than 200 additional utility workers from the Midwest have arrived to help out. Justin Kern of the American Red Cross says they're trying to help repair crews and residents affected by the massive storm.
Langlade, in particular, today we have been providing some of the sheltering supplies for the partners of Team Rubicon who are out there doing some of the clearing. So it's really more of kind of a support shelter. As far as with residents, we are waiting on some contact with Langlade County emergency officials to see what they may need in terms of resources.
The Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest lands took a hard hit from the winds that were clocked in excess of 90 miles an hour. Spokesperson Hillary Markin says many of the forest recreation sites in Langlade and Oconto counties, including trails, are closed until further notice. There are numerous trees down in these areas, and roadways are impassable. As areas are cleared, the closure order will be updated daily, she says, to monitor their website for updates. Forest Service crews assessed Boulder Lake Campground and have determined that that one is safe for camping. Markin says while the site may look safe, there's danger above.
We want to make sure that we take our time to go in there, clear all the trees, really looking up and down those trees to make sure that there's no, you know, widowmakers that are hanging. We've seen a lot of damage way up in the canopy. So you may be walking into a rec site and think nothing looks weird, but there's something, you know, 20 feet above your head that's got a bunch of damage that's just waiting up there.
The National Weather Service reports the worst damage to have been associated with a macro burst, a large downburst of straight-line winds that affected Langlade and Oconto counties. Many tens of thousands of trees were snapped or uprooted, resulting in damage to hundreds of homes and cottages. The path of the most extreme damage may have been 15 miles wide and more than 25 miles long. Tornadoes were also noted at Triple I and between Rhinelander and Pelican Lake in Oneida County. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A Marathon County judge has found 70-year-old Robin D. Mendez of Minocqua guilty of beating his wife to death in 1982. Barbara Mendez died of multiple blows to her head, which were suffered inside the credit union office where she worked. The bench trial was held inside an Oneida County Circuit Courtroom. Judge Jill Falstead spent more than an hour Tuesday afternoon explaining why she found Mendez guilty. A local Native American tribe has filed a federal lawsuit demanding a pipeline which crosses its land be removed. The Line 5 pipeline, owned by Enbridge, carries oil and natural gas liquids from Canada to a terminal point in Michigan. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa argues the aging pipeline could rupture on the northern Wisconsin reservation and its easement expired 6 years ago. 12 miles of the 66-year-old pipeline is on reservation land. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.